News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. After a protracted drama in Maharashtra, the political spotlight has shifted to Karnataka, where by-polls to 15 assembly seats will be held today. Stakes are high for the ruling BJP, which needs 6 more seats to remain in power in the southern state. The BS Yeddurappa government has a wafer-thin majority of 106 MLAs, including an independent lawmaker in the current 207-member assembly. The actual strength of the House is 224 members, but 17 Congress and JDS MLAs had resigned in July and switched over to the BJP, leading to the collapse of HD Kumaraswamy's coalition government. These MLAs were then disqualified by Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar, leading to the by-polls. The Supreme Court, while upholding the disqualification, quashed the Speaker's decision to bar them from contesting the elections. Many of them are contesting on BJP tickets this time. Of the 17 seats rendered vacant by the disqualification, 15 will go to polls today. By-polls to Muskie and R.R. Nagar seats haven't been announced yet, since challenges regarding polls in these two constituencies are pending in the High Court. After today's by-polls, the Assembly's total strength would go up to 222, bringing the halfway mark to 112. The opposition Congress JDS together has the support of 101 MLAs, which includes the lone Bahujan Samaj Party MLA. The BJP has fielded the disqualified turncoats in 13 seats. Many of these candidates have enjoyed long associations with the Congress and JDS. And former finance minister and senior Congress leader P. Chidambaram, after his release on Wednesday evening from Tihar jail after 106 days of pre-trial incarceration following the grant of bail by the Supreme Court, will address the media at the Congress headquarters today afternoon. He is also likely to attend Parliament today. Soon after stepping out of jail, received by his son and Lok Sabha member Karthi Chidambaram and welcomed by slogan-shouting party workers, P. Chidambaram told the waiting media, "In the 106 days of pre-trial incarceration, not a single charge was framed against me. I will speak all about that tomorrow," he said, before getting into the waiting vehicle that drove straight to party interim chief Sonia Gandhi's residence at 10 Janpath. After an around 20-minute meeting, he left for his Jorbagh house, the same residence from where he was arrested more than 3 months back, and had a 30-minute meeting with Gandhi's close confidant, Ahmed Patel. While in jail, Chidambaram was visited by the top Congress brass, including Sonia Gandhi and former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, former party chief Rahul Gandhi, and his sister and party general secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. Chidambaram was arrested on August 21 by the Central Bureau of Investigation in connection with a probe into granting of the Foreign Investment Promotion Board approval to the INX Media when he was finance minister. He was sent to judicial custody on September 5. On October 16, while in judicial custody at Tihar jail, he was arrested under sections of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act by the Enforcement Directorate. Since October 17, Chidambaram was remanded to ED custody till October 30. While granting bail, the Apex Court said even if the allegation was related to grave economic offence, it was not a rule that bail should be denied in every case, since there was no such bar created in the relevant enactment passed by the legislature, nor did the bail jurisprudence provide it so. And President Donald Trump is aiming to make the annual UN-sponsored climate talks underway in Madrid the last ones for full participation by the United States, which is the world's number one economy and the second biggest carbon emitter. Trump dismisses climate change and he thumbed his nose at previous climate talks by twice sending White House delegations to promote climate-degrading coal. He is due to complete the U.S. withdrawal from the landmark Paris Global Climate Accord on November 4, 2020, the day after next year's U.S. presidential election. If Trump loses that election, the next president could put the brakes on the withdrawal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other political and business leaders, scientists and activists are traveling to Spain this week and next to drive home a counter-message. U.S. cities, states and businesses, representing a sizable chunk of the U.S. population and economy, are committed to a global effort to slash emissions. "We are still in it," Pelosi told reporters at the talks, where she appeared with 14 other congressional Democrats on Monday to call climate change a growing threat to public health, economy and national security in the U.S. Her comments were echoed by Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin's lieutenant governor. "Regardless of whether or not we have the support of the nation's highest office, this work is going to get done," Barnes said. This year's conference is expected to focus on fine-tuning the rules for reducing fossil fuel emissions by the roughly 200 signatories of the Paris Agreement. It comes ahead of a big push at next year's climate summit for more ambitious emissions-cutting targets. Experts say the United States repeated about-faces on the threat of climate change likely have done lasting damage. The Indian cricket team's training drills have undergone marked change in recent years, and now there is a new fun drill introduced in order to enhance running speed of the players, along with a sense of being able to withstand pressure. During the first training session of the team ahead of three-match T20 series against the West Indies in Hyderabad on Wednesday, the Indian players were seen doing the usual short sprint stuff simultaneously in two batches, standing one behind the other. At times, the queue in front had a handkerchief placed on the back of their shorts, and those in the second line would try to chase down and pluck it out. It is learned that the Indian team's new strength and conditioning coach, Nick Webb, has introduced this drill where the players not only develop speed, but can also deal with pressure that there is someone hot on his heels chasing. Players either chase someone or be chased, which increases sprinting intent. A senior IPL team trainer, who has trained many internationals in the past, explained it to PTI on condition of anonymity. "If I can understand after watching the video posted on the BCCI website, the purpose of the drill is to enhance running speed development and enhancing the training environment through competition," the trainer explained. The short video posted had players changing their starting positions from conventional on your mark, get set, go, to doing stretching exercises and suddenly getting up and sprinting. Then during one such set, players had one hand virtually tied to the back while sprinting. "Changing different starting positions adds more chaos and challenges movement patterns," the trainer explained. Since the time of Shankar Basu, the Indian team's training methods changed drastically, and there are times fun elements were introduced in order to make mundane sessions interesting. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.